Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program we discuss problems, issues and other relevant questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this program are mostly based upon the holy book of the Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and naturally of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all. Joining us in the studio is our dear friend and Islamic researcher Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear Sayyid, we will again be talking about the subject of how we can raise our children without employing any violent manners, and we do so because it is a very important subject and it's a very important lesson for the dear parents to understand that hitting your children is not permissible in any way, shape, or form in Islam. Last, we spoke about some preventative measures we can employ to avoid having situations where we may be agitated enough to lash out on our children. One of these ways was saying that it is very important that we engage the mind of the child. We should not leave any free time for the child to do whatever they want out of boredom, because then bad things will happen, unfortunately. So take them to the club, teach them something, teach them a skill, or whatever it may be, just to employ their mind. And if the children are nagging, following a punishment, for example, it is very important that the parents should show them that their efforts are futile by ignoring the child, because by then the child will understand that nagging is not going to lead to anything. Dear Sayyid, what else must we keep in mind?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. So just to refresh the memory of the listeners that we said in Islam, it is absolutely forbidden to harm a child physically in any way, shape, or form.
Or any other human being for that matter.
Or any other human being in that matter. Yeah. Or even emotionally, it's also forbidden. But at least physically, we know that you have to pay gold.
Right.
So we try to find preventive measures and ways where we can try to apply in our lives and with our kids to make sure that we don't resort to violence and hitting children.
Right.
So we mentioned a few. So inshallah, let's mention a few more
inshallah.
As well.
Is anger management one of them for the parents? Anger management classes?
It is.
Well, very good.
we will come to that in a minute.
Right.
So we did say that before that we have to encourage positive certain ethics and behaviors in the child.
Right, yeah.
We did say that we have to create something for them to do, give them a purpose. And we have to work on the fact that we need to give them support when it comes to their self-building as well. So as a child, he wants to do things and achieve things.
Right.
You give him the support to do what he wants, to have that ability in himself and And, you know, you take his self-esteem to a higher level.
Hold that thought, dear Sayyid. We'll be continuing after a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening into the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing ways to raise our children without using violence. Dear Sayyid, just before going on a break, you were saying that...
So I was saying that when it comes to kids, we need to give them the support that they require in order for them to have, motivation and self-confidence in themselves.
Right.
One of the ways that we could encourage our kids to have self-confidence in themselves is the fact that we choose activities or get them to do things that
they are good
we
at.
We know that they are either good at or they can do.
Right.
So what happens is they end up doing it, they end up achieving it, and as a result, me and you, we give them the encouragement, we give them the, all the nice words, all the plaudit that they require, and therefore they feel a lot better about themselves.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so even though we created the scenario ourselves, now the child, he feels more in touch, he feels more stronger, he feels more empowered, he feels a lot of good things.
Yeah.
And this is what we want to do. We want to create a lot of good things, if you remember we spoke about that.
Yeah.
So it overtakes the bad things, but obviously, I mean, don't overdo the the compliments.
Yeah.
It has to be within limits, because otherwise it could lead to...
Self-conceit.
Spoiling, and self-conceit, or... all the things that we're trying to avoid in the first place.
Yeah.
So that's also another thing. Amongst the other preventive measures that we can use is we need to teach the child to learn to control his anger and be calm himself whenever he gets angry, which obviously will lead me and you to be going and angry ourselves and... obviously, being balanced with a child.
Yeah.
So we need to learn to teach the children to relax and calm down when they're angry. For example, if the child gets angry, hold him, touch his hand, for example, set him down, tell him it's okay, let's find out what's wrong. So that itself
should also then help them.
The situation.
You should help. You should also only teach them how to calm down. We should also actively help to make them calm, right?
Yeah, exactly. So either way works.
Right.
So when you do teach them how to become calm and relax and control their anger, obviously that will save you a lot of problems as well when they get angry. So you don't have to... go and punch them in the face and what have you, or breaking around things.
Whatever your solution was beforehand.
Yeah, so just that itself, telling the kids that you're, to learn to control themselves also will do a lot of wonders, which a lot of people don't do.
Right.
I mean, even we have a hadith from the Prophet, it says if someone gets angry, touch them.
Yeah.
There's like, subhanAllah.
Touch their hands.
Especially with relatives. If you touch them while they're angry, they kind of... cool down. So this is also another preventive measure that we can try to apply in our life to avoid violence.
And with that, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing how to employ different manners of raising, teaching, and educating our children that are not violent. Dear Sayyid, please enlighten us further.
Another preventive measure with children is showing them emotion. Okay, the child himself, he needs love and care. And so what happens to him when he gets in a situation or situations where he feels danger, he feels worry, he feels nervousness.
Right.
So obviously, and hormones in his body go high, and, you know, he starts to react to the hormones in his body. So he would need a lot of affection, a lot of love, to accommodate for all these feelings.
Right.
Okay? And the more you come to him, the more you try to help him out, the easier he will feel, then the better you will feel. Because, you know, sometimes a lot of people find it very hard dealing with kids, for example, who have fear phobia, for example, of darkness or dark rooms or closed doors or what have you. And sometimes the parents get really frustrated with this.
Yeah.
So sometimes if the child is going through a certain fear, a certain emotional problem, usually that drives his hormones to a high level. So you need to find a way to show them love, show them support, show them compassion.
This is a basic human skill, they say, to show anyone. Some people show they show this skill to the animals when they're scared of thunder, whatever it is. They go and comfort them and whatever. So we apply the same, but even more so because it's a human child. Comfort them.
Of course. It's just a human need.
Right.
And like I said, in doing so, that should save you a lot of problem. Should save you a lot of anger.
In the long run.
It should save you, hopefully, from hitting a child. Because the more safer the child feels around you, the more he will cooperate with you, the more he will do what you want him to do.
Right.
As simple as that. So we can also put that in our bucket list when it comes to trying to avoid violence our kids.
Right.
Also, we need to create, along this note, a sense of respect between the son and the child, and obviously from a younger age as well. You create that bond between the father and the mother and the child themselves when it comes to dealing with one another.
Right.
The way we talk, the way we, communicate, the way we look at each other, the way we interact in the house. So all these things, if the child is get taught from a young age about them and learns to respect his father in the house, that always saves the father from many issues and many problems.
Right.
He knows that he should not raise his voice over his dad. He knows to be quiet when his dad is talking, for example. He knows that this particular, for example, method, his dad hates.
Right.
And so on and so forth. Knowing these things, and the father also knows what makes his child not happy.
Right.
Right? Or things that his child might hate. And then you have this mutual respect between the two.
Right.
So my dad respects my privacy, and in return, I respect my dad.
Right,
you know what I mean? If my dad disrespects my privacy, I'm not going to respect him in something else.
A symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, so you would have this respect between the two of you that should also help to act as a preventer from having to resort to violence.
And with that in mind, dear listeners, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time. I thank you for your insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any comments or questions, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. In addition to that, we also have social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Fi amanillah.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life. complete way.